away. Keep reminding me of yesterday. It's okay.
Tuesday, April 15th. What does that mean? April 15th. The Ides of April are upon you. So let me see. Today is, let me think now, the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. All right, let's see. It's the not able to produce eclipse, at least where I was last night. There's a great eclipse some people saw. And
I saw it.
You saw it?
I did.
Good for you. Yeah. And also is the day your money is supposed to be where it does, according to the government, the most good. That's it. Yes, it's going to help run all these wonderful programs and the efficiency that we see day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, that is called the government. 888-302-3684. What are your feelings about the money that has to be paid or is due today? That money. You know me. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Those are four adjectives that I use without concern as to frequency, because I think that they are the number. When I think of government, I don't think of help. I don't think of good. I think of potentially good. But with the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuses, it gets out of hand. And the government is not your friend. And it's more intrusive now than it was yesterday, last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago, 100 years ago. It's just there in your face every time you turn around. So, in general, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Your feelings, or 888-302-DOUG, about the tax money that you are paying, more this year, less this year. You feel good about it? Some people will tell you that they feel good. I would feel good about it if I knew that everything was being done that could be done to prevent the waste. They're always going to have some. But the fact that 34, 35% of every dollar that you work hard, you work so hard to provide the means by which people in government have sway over you and turn around and use it against you, it becomes pretty affrontive, actually. I think it's that way, anyway. It's the anniversary of McDonald's being opened, too. First, all beef patties were served on this date in 1955, the first McDonald's it's not the McDonald's brothers, but Ray Kroc took the McDonald ideas from Southern California. He was a salesman. You knew that, right? And all of the things that he would sell to restaurants would be used to do essentially what McDonald's made McHistory doing. And now everything is Mick this, Mick that, McMansions. I love that. Okay, so let's get at some of the issues of the day. This blubber puss that shot the three Fraser Glenn Cross looking for a soapbox. Prosecutors are going to pursue hate crime charges against him, and that's good. As far as I'm concerned, Kenny, what are we getting from our participants, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, about the shooting, about this man, about his history, about the victims? What are people saying?
Sean says the NRA has converged on Overland Park, Kansas, to make sure this American's gun rights have not been violated.
Is that true? I didn't hear that. Is that true?
I haven't seen anything one way or the other about that.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay, what else? I mean, I have no comment about that because it's astounding. Keep going.
Jimmy says that once again, the mythical good guy with a gun was nowhere to be seen to save those three people.
Yeah. Well, how would that have been applied? How would you apply that under the circumstances.
No. Didn't he just, wasn't this a, kind of like a drive-by?
Yeah, in a sense, the two people, the grandfather and the grandson, he was bringing this kid to an audition for a choir, or to try out, in essence. And they both got out of the pickup truck at the wrong time. They were in exactly the wrong place at exactly the right or wrong time, depending on your definition of it. Certainly the wrong time is the way I look at it. The wrong place, wrong time. That's it. Complete and utter, just one of those things. You got to wonder. You look to the ultimate, to the Almighty, to God, to ultimate intelligence, whatever term you use for that which is the foundation of all life, and you got to wonder why. I sure as heck wonder why. Why would God have created a blubber puss like this fat you-know-what from wherever the hell he's from and have him kill these two people and the other innocent person as well? I'm angrier about this than I have been about these things for a long time. And I'm not quite sure why. I look at this guy and I think, you miserable son of a gun, what in the world is your purpose for living?
Well, I think part of it, I know at least for me, what makes me so angry about this is that this is just ignorance and hate.
Yeah.
It's one thing when, and I'm not saying it's right, but it's one thing you can sort of understand when somebody loses their grip on reality or is impaired by medication, that they do the wrong thing. But to intentionally kill someone because you're so consumed with hate, it just, ugh.
And this isn't like Johnny Come Lately. This guy's been a hater all his life.
Yeah.
His whole life has been dedicated to his complete and utter disdain for anybody who's not just like him. How do you create people like that? Where do they come from?
I don't know.
All right, what else have you got comment-wise there?
One more. Emily says the Kansas Jewish Center shooter is from the KKK, not a Muslim terrorist. I hope that means that the media won't forget him in another day or two.
Well, I don't think we're going to forget about him, but there's something else to be said about that, because he'd be one of the guys that would be after the Muslims as well.
Sure.
That's his whole M.O., the cowardly, no-good son of a bee that he is. I have, as a person of faith in terms of what I believe to be the reason that we're all here, I'm having a hard time finding anything good. Well, is there something good that's going to come out of this? We say that. We look for the good in terms of what do we learn and how does it work us toward these sorts of things not happening again. But there are more of them, not less of them. So, anyway, 888-302-3684 at 14 past the hour.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Dr. Ron Hoffman, by the way, in the next half hour on Good Day. If you're eating and you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, my suggestion is you take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. You go from the feeling of gut burn to gut good, gut bloat, ugh, gut good, yes. Gutsy Chewy, learn more at GutsyProducts.com. 18 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Jennifer off this week dealing with some fiascos in her families. I laugh about it because I think of how much we've all, those of us who run family businesses, run into the problems that are all part of the wonderful opportunity we have to make good, hopefully making our family shine at the same time. We were talking about taxes earlier. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks if you cheat on your taxes. Yes, I do, of course. Yeah. Hey, no, it's not me saying that. Actually, I'm very careful to make sure that every single I is dotted, T's are crossed, because I don't want the hassle. So every question that could be asked is answered. You do it that way, and there's more peace of mind. And cheating, I don't know, yesterday we were talking about this, Kenny, the fact that there are fewer IRS, you have less of a chance of being audited now than you have for decades because these IRS agents have basically, or the people running the place, have done themselves in with these tactics. And so both Democrats and Republicans in Congress agreed on cutting the budget at the IRS. A lot of people think that's counterproductive, but you know, maybe it's the first step to people realizing this isn't the way the government ought to be run anyway. To tax people on their individual incomes never was constitutional. It isn't now, and wasn't when the Constitution was formulated. It's just, well, this is what people have gotten away with since 1913. Somebody came up with a bright idea, and it passed. Let's tax people's incomes. It's the most degrading form of taxation. Anyway, cheating on your taxes, the poll today. A, yes, I always do. B, I did this year. I did this year for the first time. No, as C, but I thought about it. D, I never cheat on my taxes. E, I'll let you know when I finish. D is the smartest answer there and the one that I'd give you. Yesterday's poll, how did you do on your taxes? 40% of you said you got a refund. That's cool. 32% of you said you owe something. Sorry about that. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Starting last night, Team Shakira had the first five, Team Adam had the last five. This is Kristen Merlin opening our ears with Two Black Cadillacs. Want to listen to this a little bit? What do we think of this? Crank it up. Took Danny Mo's, Tess Boyer, and Kristen Merlin. This lady is her top three into the next round. Adam took Devlin Choice, Christina Grimmie, and Kat Perkins as his top three into the next round. So tomorrow, I'm guessing, we'll figure out, isn't that how it works, what the other two judges are going to do moving forward. Kenny, isn't that how this works?
I think the other two judges will be paring down their teams, too.
Right. All right, so I guess they go from 5-3 this week. Isn't that how it is? Or is it 4-3? Five.
I think it's 5-3.
5-3, right. All right, 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are going through some of the things that have happened that are of interest and importance the last 24 hours. One of the things that we like here is to have a smile on our face. Oftentimes, at this point in this hour, we need it. So here's Conan O'Brien with a few fast food-related jokes.
Bill Clinton in the news. Bill Clinton calls himself a vegan, but he reportedly cheats on his diet.
Yeah,
he also calls himself married. So, Burger King, I love this story. Burger King restaurants in China released a new beverage called the poo-poo smoothie. Don't worry, though. In China, poo-poo just means terrible name for a drink. Okay? Settle down.
From Wendy Williams' program yesterday, she answered an audience member's question about how to handle a mother who won't cut off her daughter's cheating ex-boyfriend.
So my ex-boyfriend cheated on me, and he had to get another girl pregnant.
Oh.
And during our relationship, he came real close with my mom because he don't have any parents. And so even though he broke my heart, my mom refused to cut him off. And so she invites him and the baby to our house where I live. So how do I tell her that she's wrong and she needs to cut him off?
How fast can we move out of the house?
I move probably in August.
Okay, here's what you tell your mother, okay, who apparently doesn't understand what being a mom is all about, in my opinion. You tell your mom, since she's got a new son and a new grandchild and a new daughter, that you'll be moving out and get back with you when she's cleared house from the rest. I don't care what his growing situation was like. He broke your heart and cheated and got another girl pregnant. What part of the game doesn't your mom understand, Mom?
Most of it would appear under circumstances. My God. All right, here from The View yesterday, the ladies talked to host Don Lemon from CNN about why they spend so much time on the Malaysian airliner.
You seem to be on a mission to single-handedly find out what happened to the missing Malaysian airliner. You've been covering this story for 24/7, but what do you do?
You covered this more than the marathon, which is the anniversary a week from now. You've covered this, I think, more than the Malaysian airline, more than any other story that I can remember.
I don't know the exact numbers, but I think you're probably right, but the audience interest is there,
so
and the ratings have shown it.
Well,
it's not just the ratings, but we're giving... Part of what our mission is to give the audience what they want. That's what you're
doing. Duh. Okay. Yeah. Audience wants time out, 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, how will Obamacare affect the politics of 2014, 2016?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. Based on polls and party intensity, will Obamacare have a big impact politically on the 2014 election or the 2016 one?
Obviously, it increases the likelihood of Republicans can win in those swing states. It's compelling. It is an important issue
because
to many, many people because
polling?
It's unpopular.
So your conclusion is based on polling data?
Polling data, reading everything I can possibly read, talking to any number of people out there. It's not the only issue in a lot of states, including the swing states. It's not the only thing Republicans running for office will use, but in many places it's a compelling one.
The first thing is we have to be very careful about these numbers. 47% favor Obamacare, 49% against it. You have to understand that a whole bunch of the people in that 49% don't like Obamacare because they think it should have gone further, not because they think it should be repealed. The second thing is we have a lesson from history here. It was 1994 when Bill Clinton had the failed health care plan, and you had a lot of Democrats who went out there and ran away from Clinton, and they mostly did very badly. They have to say, you voted 51 times to let insurance companies cut off coverage when people get really sick. I mean, even before you get to the uninsured, you have some really powerful arguments.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On the phone, email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. Jennifer back on the Monday. I think she'll be back. I'm hoping that will be the case. Here's something as we try to figure out how to do things better. I have in my mind ways to turn around using the term good day, trying to find good things that are happening or take bad things and twist them around into something that could be considered good. So follow me for a minute while I tell you the story about Susan Schuyler, who spent 25 years of her life teaching young children. She taught kindergarten, first grade in that area. And the people who, there's a special calling for people who understand how to teach and bring warmth and love to youngsters at a time when they really need it, separating from their mother when they go to school or their father, but more the mother, actually. What do you get? How do you have that sustenance that you need that is so important? This lady sent a letter of resignation to school officials detailing why she wants to quit at the end of the year. The disconnect, she says, between what a child needs to learn and grow and how the federally based curriculum is dictated by this mandate, that mandate. She says in her letter, quote, "I have watched as my job requirements swing away from the focus on the children, their learning styles, their emotional needs, and their families' interests in education and the general overall strength of an individual, to a focus on testing, assessing, and scoring these young children, ramping up the academic demands and pressures on them for no good reason." The letter starts with, quote, "I write this with deep love and a broken heart." Man, when I saw this, it sure hit home. And it ought to, it seems to me, with parents and educators. The letter published in the Washington Post. She also writes, quote, "When I first began teaching 25 years ago, hands-on exploration, investigation, joy, and love of learning characterized the childhood classroom situation. I describe our current period as a time of testing, data collection, competition, and punishment. One would be hard put these days to find joy in most classrooms in the country. There's worry, fear, about some of the things that have happened in classrooms like Newtown, Connecticut. The overall effect of all these programs from the government is a corrosion of teacher morale, the demeaning of teacher authority, a move away from collaborating with teachers, and the creation of an overwhelming and developmentally inappropriate burden imposed on young children. What do you think? This is a question I would throw out to you. Do you think this teacher's comments and her resignation are justified? If you're a teacher, if you're a parent, if you're a student who has grown up in this sort of frustrating academic reality, do you offer some thoughts to us? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Maybe you have a different perspective, an alternative perspective to offer. Share that with us with your comments, if you would. Kenny, what's it? Well, your children are grown up now. So, and I'm mine certainly. My daughter teaches on the college level and finds children very motivated. Children, these are young adults, very motivated. She taught in a private secondary school in Los Angeles and New York for 10 years before going on to the college level and found the students there, for the most part, very motivated. Now, I would say as a proud father that the reason the students were motivated is because she was a good teacher. And she motivated them. And if you follow her on Facebook, you would see some of that as well from her former students. But she was in a circumstance where it wasn't required that the students go. All of the, you don't have to go to a private school. At schools, most of the private schools that she's taught in four private schools, I think, before the last one was 5 or 6 years before she went to college level. Actually, she's been teaching about 14 years. And so thinking about how, and I remember this back in the days when I was teaching. Any of you teachers feel the same way as this lady? Do you motivate the students? I hear from former students all the time. And it's been 45 years. Well, 40, how many years since 1971 or so? So 43 years since I was in a classroom teaching either on the secondary level or on the college level myself. And this is not about me. But it is about understanding what the children need and sort of addressing that. And the more fundamentally similar you make people, you take away their individuality. I think that's really what the problem is. So how do we see around it? Does this woman and her letter shake you up? Will it shake up the system? Will it shake the local school systems to their foundations? We were going over, I remember the Framingham town meeting. Going over at a meeting last Thursday night, the school department budget for town meeting, which will be presented in a couple of weeks. And going through it, there's a lot of stuff in there that probably isn't necessary. It would have been, the students would have been better served had things been thought through better by previous administrations. And who knows whether there's perfection, but there's so much push behind it. And I find myself saying the same thing. I want to support education because I want the kids to get as much out of their potential as possible. But with all these mandates, back to tax day. Today is tax day. Today you'll contribute, the average American federal tax burden is about $6,400 a year. That's about what it costs, I think, to educate a student, isn't it? What is it we used to be? I mean, when I was teaching at school, it was about, I think, $4,300 a year is what we figured it cost. So it's probably a lot more than $6,400 now. But think about the burdens that are created by more of this testing and people trying to figure out how to give a better education when, in fact, they're taking away the most important things. Individuality. You are not like your neighbor. You are not like your siblings. You are not like anybody else, right? So why does everybody have to learn the same things in the same way at the same time? Make any sense? I remember when I was teaching, we had different divisions based on what the kids were capable of. And then we were told by the federal, oh, you can't do that. Why can't you do it? The kids shined when they were put in with people that all worked on the same level, so they didn't feel the frustration. Now, others would say, well, you put everybody together, that's what real life is all about. And the achievers will pull up those who are non-achievers. I never found that to be the case. Maybe I'm wrong. You're a teacher? 888-302-3684. Something to be considered at any rate, and I hope that it's worth a moment or two of your time to consider that. Let me give you something else to consider before we get to Dr. Ron Hoffman with some of the medical news of the week. We've started talking about a new coffee product, which is from a company called BuzzBox. Now, in and of itself, you would think by the name, well, it's not Maxwell House, and it's not Folgers, and it's not, well, it isn't anything like that. You're right. And once you taste this coffee, you will understand how it is so much different than anything else you've ever tasted. It combines the everyday habit of a cup of coffee with a proven outreach program. That's why I'm involved with this, not only to help you find the best cup of coffee you've ever had, but also to convert sort of responsibility from an expense into meaningful influence. This is, now, Michael, you're the drinker here. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington right now. Maybe the bottom line is that this coffee is good. I asked you a little earlier because we hadn't talked about this. You've been drinking this coffee, what, a couple of weeks?
Yeah, actually, we ran out.
Did you?
So if you can get them to send more.
What do you like best about it?
I don't know how to describe it. It just tastes good. And
yeah. Well, that's pretty much the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all you're looking for.
Well, who cares that it's... how do you pronounce this? Arabica?
Yeah.
Arabica coffee. That's the number one grade of coffee. See, people would say to me, well, you don't have any credibility because you don't drink coffee. Well, I don't use a lot of products that I talk about in terms of every day, but I know from looking at the research or from what people tell me that I respect that this is good. And so with every shipment, every BuzzBox coffee that you buy, the part of the money is going to go to helping World Vision supply cows to people in third world countries that need it. I thought that was pretty cool since I'm all about cows. And that's what you'll see when you go to the BuzzBox box, the orange box at DougStefan.com. Look at that and tell me you're not moved to want to try something that is superb and helping people at the same time. All right? Check it out, BuzzBox Coffee at DougStefan.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. You know, it's around this time of year that high school seniors are checking their emails, checking their text messages, actually asking mom and dad any mail for me. Because what are they looking for? Yep. Which college did they get into? Is it the college of their choice? Is it the secondary college? Are their friends going to the same college? But you know what? That letter is actually the end of a long process. Because probably in junior high school, they began to think, hey, I want to go to this college. This is what I want to do when I grow up. And if it wasn't then, it was probably as a freshman in high school or probably no later than a sophomore. That's a planning process. By the way, do you do the same thing in your career planning? Do you do the same thing in your life planning? Do you get ready for the entry exam to the life that you want to live? Well, if you aren't, take a lesson from those kids who are getting a letter of success today. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. In Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and, most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
This is the last day. It's tax day. And the information you've just heard brought to you by Intuit TurboTax. Amazing. Not too late to get a hold of it and to use it intelligently for your benefit. Today, tax day, what is that going to do to strain your health? Dr. Ron Hoffman is here on Good Day. drhoffman.com is his website. So what kind of stress do you deal with in your office with regard to people and the things that they stress out on? Taxes, failed romances, they're not doing well at work. What does stress do to the mind and the body?
Well, I actually practice in the capital of stress, which is New York City.
Yeah.
So stress plays a big role in my patients' issues. And I can't tell my patients, you know, just chill out, relax, because, you know, most of them are busy individuals. Some may be high-powered executives. So I've got to make it work while stress is occurring, you know, the various types of treatments that I do. But in some cases, stress is overwhelming and really gets in the way of a resolution of a health problem. So sometimes I really rejoice when the patient says, hey, you know, I'm going to take a leave from that job. I'm going to take a couple of months off to get my health together. Or in some cases, some patients will say, you know, gee, I just hate my job. My supervisors are after me all the time. I'm going to take that retirement early. I'm going to take that package and get out. And that can make a big impact on their on the resolution of their health problem.
Yeah. It is all about the mind and the body connection, isn't it, in reality? It really is.
Well, this... yeah, there's an entire science of this called PNI. It's psychoneuroimmunology. And it's been around for a long time. It's actually a study of how there are physical impacts of changes in hormones that are caused by constant stress. And it has an erosive effect on the brain. It can cause autoimmune disease, even increase the risk of, we already know, heart disease, but cancer, too.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about a deep, dark secret that nobody seems to be talking about. The essence of mortality among young children, we know that the mortality rates, the tables and all that stuff, government looking at, well, how old are you when you die? But when the fact that you look at the obituary page and you see people in their 70s and 80s, once in a while in their 60s, dying. But when you see a story like I saw this morning about a 9-year-old girl who died because of some complication for a rare disease, it brought me around to just looking. So during the last commercial break, before I knew you were coming on, I did a little quick research into the numbers of young children who are dying of natural causes. And it's alarming. Some of it is because of obesity. Matter of fact, a whole lot of it is because of obesity and heart disease and things that are happening to children who are teenagers. So this is a, I don't know if dark secret is the way to refer to it, Ron, but I wonder what you see and what you tell parents of children who are heading down the wrong road much quicker than would be the case if they had the same habits when they were 40 or 50.
Well, you know, this may be the first generation in history that has less of a life expectancy than our current generation. We may be going in reverse in terms of our effort to extend life.
Mm-hmm.
Because of lifestyle diseases, heart disease, certainly, diabetes, cancer, and kids are developing these diseases earlier and earlier. Now, there's certainly cases where kids develop weird genetic disorders, which have nothing to do whatsoever with lifestyle. But usually there's some degree of interaction, and lifestyle, in some ways, it's not a matter of starvation so much anymore. It's a matter of the diseases of affluence.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Thinking about what happens to your body when you are overcome by success. Yeah, maybe that's the way of looking at it. Quick comment on growing human body parts in the laboratory. Science apparently getting closer to doing that. What do you think of that?
Well, it's a great technology. You know, I'm all for amazing technological developments like this. What I'm concerned about is sometimes the use of excessive drugs and unnecessary surgery in older Americans.
Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com. Great place to get a lot of info on your health and well-being.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Time now on Good Day with Shelley Palmer reporting in. Today he's going to talk with you about the ways to sort through the myriad of Netflix shows that you don't want to watch to find the things that you do want to watch. Kenny, you spend any time on Netflix, with Netflix?
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
You watch that show that's, what is it, the president show, The House of Cards?
I haven't yet. I've wanted to get started on it, but just haven't made the time.
That seems to be the most popular thing there. Although there's so many things to there's so many things to check out there. Wow, it's kind of a neat thing, a neat reality. Anyway, so it's part of technology that ought to be fairly easy to figure out. Let's see what Shelley helps you figure out in just a moment here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when you sit down to watch some Netflix, do you ever have a tough time finding something good to watch? Netflix has thousands of great shows and movies for you to see, but they can get lost in a sea of unwatchable junk. There are a few ways to help you discover more great stuff you'll love to watch. The more movies and shows you rate, the better Netflix recommendation engine will get, giving movies you love 5 stars and TV shows you never want to think of again a single star will help Netflix generate more accurate suggestions based on your tastes. You should also fill out the taste preference survey, which can be found on the settings page of your account. This lets Netflix know how often you want to watch certain types of movies, sorted by mood, genre, decade, or more. There are pages and pages of these breakdowns, and the more questions you answer, the more likely you'll be to find the movies you really want to see. Happy watching! Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything at Gap Outlet, including exclusive styles and all new arrivals. $12.99 shorts, $6.99 tees, and more. And save 50% store-wide at Banana Republic Factory Store. Dresses from $19.99. Plus, clearance is up to 70% off the original price. Hurry, sale ends Easter Sunday. To find a store near you, go to gap.com/outlet stores or bananarepublic.com/factory store.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
All right, listen to this from the world of technology. This is a story from Los Angeles, Compton, as a matter of fact. Police last year began quietly testing a system that allowed them to do something pretty incredible. That is, watch every car and every person in real time as they went around the city. Every assault, every purse snatcher, every car speeding away was on record, all thanks to a company that monitors cities from the air. The Center for Investigative Reporting, taking a look at a number of emerging surveillance technologies in a new video, but one in particular stands out. This is a wide-area surveillance system invented by a retired Air Force veteran who owns a company called Persistent Surveillance. His name is Ross McNutt, describes his product as a live version of Google Earth, only with TiVo capability. Kind of vague. More specifically, this outfits planes with an array of super high-resolution cameras that allow a pilot to record a 25-square-mile patch of Earth constantly for up to 6 hours. The interesting thing is this is on the flight path to LAX. So I'm wondering if they're getting the stuff from the planes that are landing. It's also being tested in Baltimore and Dayton, Ohio. But they're using this to track crimes, necklace snatches. That kind, I mean, that's how close down this thing bears into the reality. It's a pretty scary technological advance, isn't that? 59 after the hour story at DougStephan.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.